thinking as we were singing that last song. The songwriter said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. He's going to stand on this earth again. He's coming back. And while I was thinking that, I thought, what if it were tonight? What if the Lord came back tonight? I tell you one thing I think. If I knew he was coming back tonight, I think I'd see things a little differently. I wouldn't be taken up with things that just are so distracting to me. Things that just don't matter. I think I'd want to just tell you all, those that love him, know him, look forward to seeing you on the other side. I pray God bless our hearts tonight. Bless his word. Turn with me to Genesis 24. Genesis 24. A covenant has been entered into between Abraham and his eldest servant. Servant that he trusted. That blessed picture and type of that covenant that was entered into eternally by the Father and the Son and the Spirit. An agreement, covenant, all things settled before the foundation of the world. For God to save a people of his choosing. And in this covenant, the servant asked a question. What if the woman is not willing to come based on what I tell her about Isaac? That was his command. You go get a wife, you tell her about my son. What if she doesn't come willingly? Do I get Isaac, bring him back? Come back. Whence you come? Abraham told him, said, beware. If she doesn't come willingly, if she doesn't want to come, if she doesn't come out of love, hunger, desire for my son based on what you say about him, then you're clear. You've done what I've asked you to do. What we're doing is we're proclaiming to the world who the Son of God is. That's what we're doing. God Almighty has a Son according to his covenant. That's a mysterious thing to the world, but here's the thing. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, the Father, one God. But according to covenant mercy, one God expressed in three persons. Now, there's no controversy there. According to covenant mercy, the Father chose a people. The Son, eternal generation from the Father, is the God-man mediator. God himself, who has taken upon himself flesh. And the Son to the Father, according to the covenant, who will obey the Father's will to redeem a people, pay their debt. And the Spirit of God in regenerating grace, blowing like the wind. We don't know where he goes. We don't know where he come from. He goes where he will, moves, directs. They that are led by the Spirit of God, those are the sons of God. And he's going to direct God's people, put them under the sound of the gospel. And when it pleases God, he's going to remove a heart of stone. He's going to give them a new heart. Going to make a new person there, created in righteousness and true holiness. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So this servant, this minister of Abraham, told, he said, now you go, said in verse 3, he said, don't go to the sons and daughters of the Canaanites. Don't go to the cursed. Take out of my kindred, go to my country, and take a wife unto my son. I don't know who the Canaanites are. I don't know who they are. I don't know who the elect are. I don't know who they are. I don't know. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do just exactly what the Lord's called me to do. And this is what the Lord's called me to do. One thing. Preach the gospel. That's what Paul told Timothy. Preach the word. That's all I've called you to do. Preach the word. Spirit of God moved John the apostle to write this. God's people are going to hear. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. And all that the Father giveth me, they're going to come. So here's what we're going to do. I want to consider just a few verses 10 to 15. Tonight, Abraham has given his servant the commission. The servant put his hand, Scripture says, under his thigh and swore to him before the Lord, the God of heaven and earth, I'll do it. I'll go. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. Now here we see again in type the surety of the success of Abraham's servant. All that was required for the commission, for the calling of the bride, was provided by Abraham. Abraham was going to, he commissioned him, and he's going to provide for him. Abraham's servant was not left to provide for himself. It says, the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master, of Abraham, and he departed for all the goods of his master. Everything belonged to Abraham. And he gave them to that servant. That servant was not going to have to fend for himself. He was on a mission from Abraham. And the requirement for the journey to seek the bride and to bring her back, not only her, but everything that she needed. She's got stuff. She's probably got servants, I don't know, whatever. She's going to have to. All of that for that new home was provided. Abraham provided. And let me ask you this. Does not our Lord provide all of our need? This is what Apostle Paul, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That servant wasn't going to have to go ahead and figure out, I don't know how I'm going to get there. I don't know how. No, the camels, all the goods were in his hand. Paul was moved by the Spirit of God to say in 1 Corinthians 9, 7, who goeth a warfare anytime at his own charges? You know, the ministry is compared to a war, a battle. We don't wrestle with, you know, flesh and blood. We don't, you know. The problems are spirit. They're all spiritual problems. Flesh and blood is not the issue. And when somebody's called, you take a soldier that's called to fight. You know what's supplied for that soldier when he goes? Everything. Everything. Everything he needs. Everything he needed. Bear, how much did you supply for yourself when you went overseas? Nothing. Nothing. Give you a uniform. Buy you food. They're going to buy your weapon. Whatever you need, you're going to have. Who goeth a war to? Now, who? And the support. He needed supporting. And the provision. He was called to duty. He was called to obedience. And Abraham called him, commissioned him, supplied his need, all the camels and all the goods. Our Lord, He supplies all of our needs. Let me tell you what we have. I got to thinking about this. What does a believer have that has been supplied by the Lord? We're called. We're servants of the Most High God. What do we have? Let me tell you the first thing we have. We got a new heart for obedience. I didn't supply that. I'll give you a new heart. I'll give you a new will, new spirit. He's given us the earnest of our inheritance, the Spirit of God. Whose Spirit is that? It's God. God, I didn't supply that. You didn't supply that. We've been given all the blessing, the spiritual blessing. The Scriptures talks about the whole armor of God. We've been girded about with truth. I think what we need for this journey through this world, we're in a world now. We're in a world, and we're on a mission. We're obedient servants of the Most High God, and He's supplied us with all of our needs. He's given us the gospel. We've got the gospel of God's grace. We've got the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet have been shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We've got the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, and He's given us heart to pray. Stay in communion with Him. We seek Him, and He's ever present. All we need, what do I need? I need Him. And He says, I'll never leave you. Say, I'm going to be with you. I'll be with you. So this servant arose and he went to Mesopotamia. He went to the city of Nahor. Who is that? That's Abraham's brother. His brother. He went there led by the Spirit of God. That's what Abraham told him. Said in verse 7, the Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, from the land of my kindred, spake unto me that swear unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. Verse 11 said, and he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water by the time of the evening. Even the time that women go out to draw water. Now, we know this. Our Lord rules in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. He's the Lord. He rules. And that's our confidence. That's our confidence. Our God reigns. And there's times when the Lord so orders things that are just beyond the comprehension of men's understanding. Whenever Moses went into Egypt, God told him, He said, "You go tell Pharaoh, let my people go." And he did. Pharaoh didn't. And God sent plagues, sent 10 plagues. And Moses would tell him, this is what's going to happen. But it happened. And there were frogs, and there was lice, and there was darkness, and there was blood, and there was finally that last plague. God told Moses, He said, you kill a lamb. Tell the families, kill a lamb. Put the blood on the door lintel post. I'm going to come through. If the blood's on the door, I'll pass over you. If it's not, firstborn, every family. man, cattle, everybody. They're going to die tonight. And it did. It did. Pharaoh let them go. At those plagues, miracle of God's grace, beyond comprehension. They got backed up to the Red Sea. There's the Red Sea, and here comes the Egyptians. What are they going to do? God told Moses, you tell the people, stand still and see the salvation of your God. He told him, said, lift up that rod in your hand. Lifted up that rod. A wind blew all night long and parted that sea. And that water stood up. And the children of Israel walked across on dry ground. Dry ground. They got to the other side. The Egyptians came in and the water closed in on them. And they saw that. They murmured against God. And God supplied rock, water out of a rock. And the rock followed them. You think that rock really did follow them? It was right there. That rock was there. Every time that rock was there, it was just there. And water was just coming out of the rock. Manna from heaven. There's times that God supernaturally, just amazingly, does what that which he does. And men, there's no explaining it except that the Lord was pleased to do it. But then there's times when the Lord is pleased to do things that we behold that are commonplace, we would call them. Miraculous. But we behold them, and this happened right here. He made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of even. Why? Well, it was the time that the women go out to draw water. And what was he doing? Well, he was seeking a wife for Isaac. And where would a woman come? To draw water. They're going to come by this a well. And the Spirit of God moved this man to come to the place where, naturally speaking, women would be there. They'd come to that water, that well to draw water, in the very place that the steps of that servant had been ordered by the Lord. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And so he's come to the place that would seem in the servant's mind, this is appropriate. And he was moved to do that which was very instructive of all God's people. That he's come to a place and he's not presumptuous. Come here tonight. We've met tonight. You said, well, this is when we normally meet. I know that. This is when we normally meet here. But you know what? We're not presumptuous. Somebody said, well, we've been doing this for 65 years here. But we're still not presumptuous. Look what he did. Verse 12. He said, oh, Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. I have absolutely no ability to convey this message to anybody's heart. I've told you before, I got a set of notes. I've looked up the references. I've gone over them numerous times. Checked them, rechecked them, and still find myself at times, you know, writing something down wrong, just didn't catch it. But I try not to. I try to make sure I don't want to presume on anything. And I know that it's scriptural. I'm convinced this is the Word of God. But I'm not presumptuous. We ask the Lord. Lord, that's what he did. Oh, Jehovah, God of my master. You see that word, L-O-R-D. You know what, the heart of that, that's the covenant God. That's Jehovah, Father, Son, Spirit. Oh, covenant God of my master, Abraham. Have mercy. Have mercy on my master. There's a hunger found within God's people to commune with God. Pray and seek the one who alone can. That's what that leper came to him. He said, Lord, if you will, you can. I know you can. Will you? If it be your will, he sought the one who is able to do that which he's purposed to do. Prayer. He prayed. Prayer is that spontaneous outpouring of the heart, the desire of the heart to seek the God of all grace. Pray to him. It's a heart expressing and seeking the sovereign. Oh, Lord God of my master. So the servant prays, and he prays unto the Lord with purpose. And he prays unto the one who promised, one who's all powerful. And he prayed expressing that which he knew was only possible from the Lord. He said, I pray thee, send me good speed this day. Show kindness unto my master, Abraham. He was praying dependent upon the one that he knew heard him. Our God hears. He hears. He hears the prayers of his people. He was bowing to the providence of good pleasure of the Lord. And the Lord alone who knew the matter. I've told you this before. I'm just bearing my heart here. Just tell you, a lot of times I'll be reading a scripture. And I'm just honest with you. I'll read it, especially when I'm in Proverbs. I'll read that for the first time, and I'll do just like all of us do. Man, I don't know what that means. And this prayer will come to my heart. Lord, you wrote this. Lord, you wrote this. You know what it is. Lord, would you be pleased to tell me? If it please you, would you tell me? Lord, that I might be able to tell your people and be what you've commanded me to do, comfort them. Lord, that's what you've asked me to do. I pray, send me good speed today. Show kindness to my master. It's the Lord. Philippians 2:13. It's God that worketh in you both to will and do of his good pleasure. And then he said in verse 13, behold, he's still praying now. I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. He's at a well. He's at a well. He's waiting because it's where it's just knows the Lord directs his path, and he's waiting on a woman, and here he is. This is in childlike faith. I looked at that and I thought, you know what? I thought how tender. Now he's praying unto the Lord that spoke this world into existence, that spoke the word and it was. The God that sees the hearts of men, looks on the heart. He knows. He's omniscient. He knows everything. And I thought to myself, behold, I stand here by the well of water. That was so, it just childlike faith. Lord, I'm just standing here. And the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. Lord, this is where they come. I mean, how tender. I thought, don't you think the Lord knew that? But I think he was just bearing his heart. Lord, I'm standing here. This is where the women come. But I thought, how tender that he was by a well that set forth him who is the water of life. It was the Lord that said in John 7:37-38, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And he said, Lord, I'm standing here by a well. Women are going to come here. He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And so here's the servant. He's been brought providentially to that place that magnifies him who is the fountain of living water. And there he stood praying and seeking and waiting on God's direction. And then he said in verse 14, he said, let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she will say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Now it's evident that the prayer of this servant was a very specific request. He petitioned the Lord with a certain sign, and he asked the Lord that the woman of God's choosing would act in an exact manner. Lord, I'm asking you, let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, and I pray thee that I may drink, and that she'll say, drink, and I'll give you camels drink too. Let that be the woman of your choosing. Now here was a man that was trusting God. Let it come to pass. Let it come to pass that this will happen. And the scripture says in verse 15, and it came to pass. Before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. Now, this I'm going to end right here. We'll, Lord willing, pick up next time. But I thought, what a blessing to behold the Lord bringing to fruition exactly what this servant had asked. Now, obviously, the Spirit of God put that in his heart to ask that. And the servant asked just exactly what he did. He let it be accomplished. Let it fall out. And before he had finished speaking, now you know, here's a fact that proved number one that this servant was praying according to the will of the Lord. Because it came to pass. He was praying, being helped by God's Spirit, because he didn't know what to pray. I know that. He didn't come up with those words. These scriptures right here are God-breathed scriptures. When we read that, and he said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. So that was God speaking right there. He said to this man, you asked me this. You ask this. But I want to look at something. Turn to Psalm 81:10. I have read this scripture before. This came to my mind, and I thought, Lord, help me here. Now, we all need some help right here. Psalm 81, verse 10. I am the Lord, thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. No, I'll speak to myself, for myself, and you just answer for yourself. I ought to be ashamed. I ought to be ashamed. Open your mouth wide, and I'll fill it. Matthew 7, verses 7 to 11. Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Of what man is there of you, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? He was there to find a wife for Isaac, the son of Abraham that God had promised his blessing. I am your shield and your great and exceeding reward. This man asked, and before he finished speaking, the woman came up while he was praying. You know what that means? She had to start walking before he started praying. Isaiah 65:24, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they're yet speaking, I will hear. Spirit of God surely put in Rebecca's heart to leave exactly when she did. Now you've heard her tell of prevenient grace before grace. Here she was. She started coming. She's going to go get her some water. And as she was coming there, before she got there, maybe moments, obviously, before she got there, the servant of Abraham started praying, started asking. And the Lord moved her to come up while he was praying. And then what she's about to do is going to be exactly the fulfillment. We'll look at it next time. But I think to myself, how wonderful to behold the truth of God's word. You ask me. You have not because you ask not. You ask not. First Kings 9:3, and the Lord said unto him, I've heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. This servant had been commissioned to go to Abraham's kindred. And it's amazing, she hadn't said anything. She hadn't said anything. She walked up, the scripture says, and she's got her pitcher on her shoulder. But look, it says in verse 15, it came to pass that before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. She didn't say anything yet. She's going to tell him that in the next few verses. But she didn't tell him anything yet. The Spirit of God told us who she was. This was Abraham's great niece, the granddaughter of his brother, Nahor. And God's going to bless it. And I pray that the Lord bless it to us tonight as we behold the miracle of God's grace that was so direct in order and charge. The obedience of God's people, the blessing of God upon the servant, and for Abraham, may he bless us. Amen. All right, Gary.